USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House has given final approval to President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan by a vote of 219 to 209. The president has reiterated that another round of stimulus payments are still part of his plan.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
Final legislation could pass Congress as soon as March 15th, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Friday's vote came hours after the Senate approved a budget measure overnight, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. President Biden tells the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell that he does not believe an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour will survive his COVID relief proposal.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
The federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Security has been tightened at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland after a security breach. A man who was not authorized to be on base made it onto an aircraft reserved for top officials and commanders.
They have made adjustments to their security protocols at Andrews. They've now ordered a full investigation of it, and they've gone a step further in order to look at all the security protocols and installations worldwide.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says everyone in the department and in the Air Force consider this a serious matter. The intruder was given a federal summons for trespassing and turned over to law enforcement in Maryland for two outstanding warrants. Wall Street closed out a winning week with the S&P 500 seeing its best week in 3 months and reaching an all-time high. The index was up 15 points to 3886. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 92 points to 31,148. The Nasdaq also hit a record high, picking up 78 points to close at 13,856. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Georgia congresswoman who has come under fire for some of her comments issues another apology. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's sorry for her past offensive comments. The Georgia Republican called a Capitol Hill news briefing on Friday and said she is sorry for the things she said that are wrong or offensive. She was also asked about apologizing to David Hogg, who is a survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting.
David Hogg was an adult when I talked to him. I don't think any of you have realized that. David Hogg was working with the organization they were going around working hard for strict gun control laws. I'm very opposed to those policies. And so being in the same situation as David Hogg, my voice matters too. And so, no, I'm not sorry for telling him he shouldn't push for gun control. What we need to do is we need to protect our children. I think you're expecting we should protect our children and your baby as well with good guys with guns and not allow them to be sitting there sitting ducks.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Small and white, clean and bright.
Oscar-winning actor Christopher Plummer, who is known for his starring role in the 1965 musical The Sound of Music and many more productions, has died at 91. According to his manager, Plummer died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut with his wife by his side. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.